There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, you are invited here to take control of the airwaves. Share with us your network marketing experience. How'd that work out for you? Me, I threw a bunch of money down a hole. I learned a thing or two about sales in the process. But
and a thing or two about scams.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that the company was necessarily a scam, because it's still around, but there are a lot of these MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing companies that have come and they've gone and left a trail of destruction in their wake.
So one of the things that I told you when you approached me so many years ago, one of probably our first conversation, if not our second, at the radio station where we worked, I suspect this was 1999, was I just don't like the MLM model. I think that
it's culty.
Screws the employee, the seller.
The independent contractor.
Whatever they are. Because essentially, you go out and you do a whole bunch of work prospecting, and you get nothing for that initial time frame. The radio stations I worked for, they give you what they call a guarantee. Yeah,
a draw?
Not a draw, a guarantee.
Okay.
A draw is a draw against future commissions. But the nice thing about a draw is if things don't work out, you generally don't have to pay it back.
Uh-huh.
A guarantee is well, this is what we'll pay you for the first, say, 6 months while you get your legs up underneath you and, do this work. And that's, it allows you to build the business. It allows them to see whether you're going to work and that sort of thing. And, I feel like in so many cases, these MLM companies just take advantage of people who, put a lot of work into marketing their company. And the disadvantage to that for the MLM companies is they don't get to control who their salespeople are.
So before we move on too much back into the MLM thing, I want to bring something up because we had, that disruptive call at the end of the last hour. And
to be fair, you disrupted him.
I interrupted him. I don't think I wasn't disrupting his show, unless he's doing a show
It's not disruptive to call a talk show that has open phones. I mean, I'm not going to consider James to be a disruptive caller. Everybody can call in and talk about anything they want.
Isn't the point of a call to a talk show to interact with the talk show host? That's not what he wants to do.
He just wants to make statements.
So that is a disruption. Not calling
in.
It's
okay. You can call in and make a statement. It's just not going to last for very long.
Disruptions are welcome on Free Talk.
Which is why his call did not last.
His initial statement, his sort of thesis of his call was that I'm not funny. And I think that I'm pretty funny, and I have a funny idea. And the funny idea is that one of the things that came out of the doxing of James Whittakind is that he's been charged multiple times with DUI. So I think it would be appropriate for our listeners to come up with a drinking game for his regular calls. Then he definitely wouldn't be a disruption. Then it would be fun. So I think that we should have some callers, come up with some ideas. Our listeners should come up with some ideas for what sorts of things that should be drank upon when James calls?
Well, first off, I've got to say that your idea, although funny, is cruel. But I would say that one of the things that James...
Comedy usually has a
often is. What James often does is he says, speaking of. So he'll every time James says, speaking of, that's a shot.
Do you think if we said that every time he says the word minister, or is that just cruel to our listeners? They just drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, well, he says that a lot.
Well, here's what should happen. You could post these online. Probably the best place would be
the Amplifier Forum.
The Amp Forum, but not everybody has access to that.
Well, they can get access by going to amp.freetalklive.com and amping the program. I mean, if you want to be part of our fun little club, you can't do it for free.
Good point.
Maybe we'll have a drinking game about you.
Is the Facebook page, too,
Yeah, that's true. But,
the Facebook page is so big, I don't think that it would go anywhere. And a lot of people on the Facebook page
know
nothing of what Free Talk Live is.
That's true.
The amplifiers do know, and they, they support what we're doing.
They're like a radio show. You want me to call in? I like to just say nasty things to people on the internet. I don't want to back up my opinion with something on the air. I'm a big chick taken. I swear to God, the Facebook page, the trolls on there are a bunch of little cowardly chickens.
Well, of course. I mean, that's why they, you know, hide behind their computer screens.
It's so easy to type some snarky thing on the internet. So hard to, you know, have a conversation and be held accountable for the words that come out of your mouth.
You know, to James's credit, at least he does call the show, unlike, you know, the folks from
South Korea. But he doesn't address anything. Yes, he does have guts in that sense.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can go to the AmpOnly forum on the Facebook page, and someone will start a thread, I'm sure, about that. If not you, Johnson, somebody else will do that. And so, anyway, let's get back into, Mark, what we started with the very beginning of the show, which was a Facebook message you had received regarding someone who was concerned about a possible scam on the internet.
Yeah, mostly it's about...
Just the way you phrase that is very... There's a possible scam on the internet. Yeah. Does it involve a Nigerian prince?
I've heard that some people on the internet lie. Yeah, I mean, basically what Tyler was asking here is, and people ask us all the time, is do you think the free market can solve this problem? The answer is yes, I do. So, you know, let me give you some ideas. His question is what do you make of these opportunities, these schemes, depending on how you look at it? And ultimately, should the government take these pyramid schemes and make them illegal to protect those of us who are not lawyers and can't always see through the BS? And the answer is absolutely.
Absolutely what?
I support the free. I guess it's absolutely not.
It sounded like you said absolutely the government should crack down.
Absolutely not. I think that what the best thing is that we would have agencies that rate the viability of companies out there to, you know, do some investigating. And that.
We already have it.
Yeah.
It's called the internet. And you can just, if you're suspicious of an opportunity, and you should be. Whatever opportunity is being presented to you, you should be skeptical and suspicious, and one of the best ways to find out what people besides the distributors themselves or the company thinks is to type the word scam in after the name of the company. So whatever the pitch is, in this case it's a company called Paycation, which to me just the name sounds like a money-extracting group. So just type the word scam in, you'll find all kinds of claims
to
the contrary.
You guys didn't answer my Moonbat concern here.
We were going to break, I think, when you brought that up.
Yep,
so what was
the concern? It was, rating agencies are just going to be bought off. You capitalists just don't get it. They'll be paid off by the companies, and, you know, everybody has a price, and they won't be useful.
They will be paid off because, take a look at Standard & Poor's. Standard & Poor's was selling ratings, and they just got scolded by the government for it.
Wasn't Yelp doing that, too?
I don't know whether Yelp was doing it or not. But the fact is that ultimately, people want good information. So there's a niche in the marketplace. If there's a niche in the marketplace, someone will always fill that niche. Now, this is a big niche because everybody wants good information. Nobody wants to be ripped off. So companies are going to have to walk that line between making money and saying good things about things. For instance, Free Talk Live. We have this issue. We advertise things on this show. The safest route for us from an integrity standpoint is to never endorse anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the company can always mess up. The best product out there, the company can mess up and somebody will be upset and they'll go online and they'll, type in Free Talk Live scam. I'm sure you'll find something. Ultimately, that's our best choice. However, we have to balance that with making money.
Ian is doing this right now.
Ian's going to find out Free Talk Live scam.
Our own website comes up.
Of course it does.
Because we talk about scams a lot.
These are things that companies have. They have to walk the line, and the marketplace will punish those that don't walk the line well. And that's ultimately how it goes.
So my answer to your Moonbat response, Johnson, is what you're giving here as a scary scenario for the future if we have these ratings companies in the marketplace without the government around.
I'm just devil's advocating.
Right. Really, you're talking about a situation that already exists today in that the government regulatory agencies are already captured by the people in the marketplace who are in the
top slots.
Right? So, you know, the recent cigarette regulations that went into play a few years ago, this was around the time when you quit smoking, Mark.
Yeah.
Because they raised taxes and they increased regulations. Those were written by Philip Morris. You know, the major companies out there support regulation because they're in control of the regulatory boards, and they always have been, essentially. They call it regulatory capture, but I don't like that term because it suggests that at some point that regulatory agency wasn't captured, that they were somehow, you know, doing a good job. But it's my suggestion that those guys are usually captured right from the get-go. They're populated by the people who want to protect themselves.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶ about a new way to...
Glenn Beck, you're not supposed to be on this radio show. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. Network marketing.
Are you suggesting that Glenn Beck is a multi-level marketer?
No. I accidentally pulled up a website here, and he's at the top of it. But anyway, we're talking about network marketing, and our emailer here, our Facebook messenger, is asking, should there be some government involvement? Should they be cracking down on this industry? And by the way, there's a lot of government involvement in the network marketing industry. There are a number of lawsuits against network marketing companies, many of them brought by state's attorneys, alleging that they're Ponzi schemes and scams and things like that. So there's no shortage, actually, of governmental involvement in this industry.
Actually, I just want to mention something real quick. Speaking of, just because you happen to bring up Glenn Beck, and he's on the radio every day when I go to work, and mm-hmm. I was thinking of just scam marketing comes to mind when I heard it, because I was listening, and on the show today, they were saying, well, you know, I've just been getting more and more libertarian, and, you know, you get libertarian, and when you become libertarian, it's just like, you know, you just... You get more and more degrees of it. And they were just talking about libertarianism, sort of like I've heard many libertarian shows and people talk about libertarianism in the past. And the difference was, is I felt that there was just a ring to it of they're just saying this because they heard other people say it. It's sort of like that, you know, the old saying, if what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? About six months. You know?
I've heard 7 years, but okay.
But, you know... essentially, it struck me as this isn't being said because they actually believe it, but because it's something that they've heard other people say, and they're trying to copy libertarian ideas and speaking.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think that Glenn Beck has been getting progressively libertarian throughout the years.
I think so too. I certainly hope so. I mean, he is friends with...
But it's taking him forever.
He is friends with Penn Jillette, but I will say, unfortunately, it seems like Glenn Beck is maybe also rubbing off on Penn Jillette.
Oh, is that
right?
He's
getting less libertarian.
Well, I did hear an interview with him where he missed an opportunity to take a libertarian position.
Ooh, Penn or Glenn?
Penn, on the gay marriage thing.
Yeah, he is real. Like, that is kind of a gross position of his. I mean, it's compassionate.
I don't know.
But it's also kind of liberal.
I think that Penn probably never really was a principled libertarian. I think he was just sort of a media libertarian, like libertarian because he's more libertarian than anything else, but... Not real libertarian as in principle.
He seems pretty principled to me. All the statements that I've ever heard come out of him in the past.
Other than
this one recently, everything else I've ever heard out of
him is
staunchly principled.
He also has his own show now, and that gives you more of an opportunity to hear more of his opinions, right?
But like his show is primarily based on atheism and talking about, atheism, not really.
Not really. There's a lot that goes on.
It's called Penn Sunday School.
I understand that, but most of the time when I'm listening to it, I don't hear them talking about atheism.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always befuddled as to why atheists really think they're going to make the world a better place by getting rid of people's belief in religion. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, they feel like they... I can speak because I used to be an atheist. I would say that... And Johnson might still be an atheist.
Yes.
More of an agnostic, but atheist.
No, I've always really been an atheist. Depends on who I'm talking to.
I used to be
like,
an atheist, too.
Whether or not I tell them I'm an agnostic.
I would say that the atheists feel like their life is better because they're an atheist. And so,
living a life that isn't a lie for them. They don't believe in God, so therefore now they're not living as a life that they don't believe in.
So,
that is a better life.
Like a lot of the people who have religion and feel their life is better for that, they want people to have their religion and so they can have that same experience. The atheists want the people to have a similar experience that they've been having. It's really very similar.
I also feel like it's something like, and this concept, I'm going to bring up a concept, and the concept has to be expanded beyond this. So the concept is just an example. So let's say you're staring at a lamp, right? This is from a YouTube video, this example. So let's say you're staring at a lamp, and the lampshade starts moving, right? If you believe in supernatural things, you might say, that lampshade is being moved by a ghost! If you don't believe in that kind of nonsense, you are going to be you're going to be actually more open-minded, and you're going to let me consider all the consequences here. What would move a lamp? Oh, there's a heater on the floor, and you reach down, you turn off the heater, and you go, oh, it wasn't a ghost. I don't don't believe in ghosts, and if that doesn't mean you're being closed-minded, you're open to all the possibilities, and you're not so open-minded that your brain falls out. You realize the rules of the world and the existence that you're living in, and you go, oh, physics suggests that there's something moving the lampshade. Let me see what that is. Oh, it's not magic. It's hot air rising and, you know, moving this thing. And so I feel like there's a better life to be had there by just getting rid of the magic in your life. And like, let me learn and actually not be lazy all the time with my ideas and not just say, it's the baby Jesus and God and blah. Yeah. You know, like, you don't need that to be moral either. And I think a lot of people make that mistake, too. It's like, I can't be moral. I would just be stabbing people and raping everyone.
This is how atheists monopolize every conversation to be about the crap they believe in. Because, you know, now I have to go in this long tirade as to why this is bull crap. So,
what's bull crap?
He's characterized everybody out there who believes that there's a God as some nut who thinks when they see a lamp moving that it's not a heater in the room. No! The vast majority of people who believe in a God are going to look around and wonder why. Is this an earthquake? Is it the heater? Is it has the air conditioner kicked on? What is the reason for this lamp moving around? And they will handle the problem the same way that any other rational person, some of which are atheists, will. So this is the mischaracterization that goes on, because there are some lunatics out there that think that ghosts move lampshades, or that every lampshade that moves is a ghost, or whatever the characterization is. This is why there can't be any give and take, because both sides are making it, are creating straw men and then attacking the straw men.
Okay, so why did I preface my original thing?
That it's going to take a while for you to
incorrect.
Explain.
You
this.
Weren't listening, and that's like, that is another characteristic that I will attribute to the religious folks. I said this. What I'm going to bring up is a concept that you're going to need to expand and apply in a broader fashion. And what I meant
I'd like to address that.
Necessarily specific to a lampshade and a thing, but that basically it comes down to a lot of people who are religious at some point say, I need to forsake reason because faith is needed here.
Okay, so the agnostic position of I don't know, I can live with. The position of the world was created by, say, the Big Bang Theory, I think is simply another faith-based religious belief or belief. It's another faith-based belief that essentially has scientists acting as priests. I will never be, I don't have the time, energy, or inclination to ever be able to prove or disprove for myself as to whether all the matter in the known universe was compacted into an area the size of a softball and then blew apart 13 trillion years ago. That story sounds even more ludicrous than God made Adam and then made Eve out of his rib. That is more believable to me than all the matter of the hundreds of billions of universes was compacted into the size of a softball and then blew apart, and 13 trillion years later, we got what we got.
What about two different universes touching?
Right!
Big, giant
at some point or
that's another theory.
It's just another crazy story!
All right, let's come back with more here in moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And I still want to come back around to this pay case thing, this multi-level marketing company. What are they all about? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
From network marketing to atheism, we will talk about whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's where we've been so far tonight, at least a portion of it. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the website is free. You can go and enjoy all the features there totally free at freetalklive.com. Also, these days, you probably have a smartphone. If you're an adult in the United States, over half of you have a smartphone. And that means that you've most likely experienced...
Are you suggesting that people who aren't don't have smartphones aren't adults?
No, I would suggest that probably more people who are under the age of 18 likely have smartphones, probably more so than adults do. But adults in America, over 60% have smartphones, and that's, I think, numbers from last year. So it's probably even higher now. And anybody with a smartphone has experienced having a dead smartphone or a very near to dead before the day before the day is even half over kind of smartphone. And the Pocket Power Plus can help solve that problem for you, as well as charge your laptop. And even in some circumstances, it's so powerful it can jumpstart a car. It is a breakthrough in portable power technology. It's the Pocket Power Plus. Wherever you are, you can have this thing with you. It literally does fit in your pocket, or maybe you want to put it in your glove box, your briefcase, your purse. Take this thing with you wherever you go so you can have the power that you so need these days. It comes with a full accessory pack, which has most of the adapters that you might need, including the jumper cables. Plus, you can get the Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And by the way, this thing's got a 100% money-back guarantee on it, I'd like to point out. And you can use coupon code FTL. You'll save even more.
It's also one of those things where if you're a geek and you're shopping around, you're going to know that you need to look at the milliamps that a battery, you know, how many milliamps, you know, what's
hours.
The cost, you know, how many milliamp hours the battery has. And it, this is a good one.
12,000, I believe, is the number
amazing.
That it has.
It's really
and,
up there.
And it's got the, again, it also has connectors for, a lot of these batteries that you can buy only have, like, the 5-volt USB output. This thing has a 19-volt for laptops. It's got the 12-volt for jump-starting cars. So it's really versatile. It even has a flashlight on it. So PocketPowerPlus9.com. This thing could really come in handy for you. And, again, don't forget coupon code FTL over there at PocketPowerPlus9.com. Plus, there's a 90-day guaranteed tough 100% money-back guarantee.
I'm going to say also, especially if you're a flyer too, having that laptop output, you know, you're stuck on the plane, and if it doesn't have that power port, you know, you're on one of those old planes that doesn't have that power port, and you're like trying to watch a movie or, you know, do something or surf around if the plane has internet, or you know, if you're trying to just write a, you know, do some work, get some work done, and you're getting there and you're like an hour or 2 hours in your flight, and suddenly your laptop's dying.
Well, there's also times where if you're in a busy airport and you can't get to a plug either,
right.
Where there's people already in all the chairs, there's no plugs left available. So this thing can really come in handy. Anyway, PocketPowerPlus9.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Did you guys want to continue your atheist discussion? It seemed that things were getting a little heated there, and I'm not sure if you had, if you felt like either of you had finished your positions or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I've got some things, wrap-up things I'd like to say is, I don't think atheism is going to save the world. And
atheists are not very good multi-level marketers.
they you know, they feel passionately about the things they feel passionately about, and I get that. But at some point or another, you're not much different than the Jehovah's Witnesses who are pounding on my door. Like, I have
except atheists don't go door to door.
They practically do. They run in packs on the internet.
I wouldn't call that practically going door to door. Putting up a YouTube channel or something.
The internet doesn't wake me up on Saturday mornings.
If I post something on my Facebook page, I can almost guarantee some atheist will hop on, that's religious-oriented, will hop on and have something to say about
it. You have a lot of atheist friends. What's wrong with
you? I do. But, you know, my religious friends don't feel the need to hop on to, my posts and say those things.
Well, there is some similarity between the evangelical atheist and an evangelical Christian, right?
Right, like, and that's the point I'd like to make, is at some point, look, I've assessed atheism for my life, and I have decided it is not for me. I truly searched my soul and realized that I believed in a God when I didn't want to.
Well, speaking of principled positions, Penn Jillette, I love his position on this, which is that he only respects Christians, especially, and the religious people, if they're evangelical. Because think about the fact that, if somebody's sitting there thinking, you're going to burn in a fiery lake of hell, but I'm not going to do anything to save you.
But I don't believe that.
But not all religious people have that subscription,
sure,
right?
I don't believe in hell, and so therefore I honestly believe that this is, you know, this is some kind of, maybe entertainment or teaching thing that we as spiritual
beings. But here's the question, do you believe in
choose heaven,
and do you believe atheists are not going there?
I don't know
the
what
same principle would apply.
I don't know what heaven and hell are precisely. I think these are old, antiquated terms to get people to behave.
They're marketing terms for religion.
That they wanted them to behave in the way they want people to.
Religion was basically developed as a system to keep people in line.
That's true.
You know, the
there are plenty of religions that don't have the really great systems that Christianity and Islam have for keeping people in line. There are lots of religions that don't have the same punishment. There are capricious gods in, all the Native Americans, the Norse gods, the Romans, the Greeks. These people were capricious. They'd do whatever they want. They'd come after people like God and Satan came after Job. As a matter of fact, that's what Judaism was like back then. I will tell you that Christianity and Islam are really great because they got the carrot and the stick going. They got the heaven-hell crime-punishment thing for controlling people. They're excellent for that. But I'm not one of those people.
Right.
Share your thoughts with us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tyler is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyler.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
So, I've got these friends on Facebook who are becoming travel agents, and they're kind of posting it on Facebook about how...
Tyler, we just talked about this.
Is this the guy we just spent like half the show talking about? Your...
Yeah.
You see the guy who sent you the message?
Yes, he is.
Tyler, tell us more for our listeners just tuning in.
Yeah, well,
you've been basically the subject of our entire show.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Not quite.
Cool. I actually just got off work, saw the Facebook message, and thought I might see if I could throw my 2 cents in.
All right. So what's happening? Well, because we really didn't get a whole lot of detail. It was more of a question of should the government get involved, and to that we said no. I did want to come back around to it, so I'm actually glad that you brought it back up. So what's your experience? You've got friends who are involved in this stuff?
Right. So I've got these friends who will post on Facebook, you know, oh, making so much money, you guys should get in on this, contact me for details, and they post, like, pictures of their certificates saying certified travel agent, things like that.
I want to see pictures of their paycheck.
Yeah,
right? And so when I started to look into it, I mean, it looks like a pyramid scheme. It looks like you make more money the more people you have becoming a certified travel agent. And once you become a certified travel agent, you really just find that you get your own discounts to book your own travel. And then if you book other people's travel, you get a very, very small percentage of what they make. But then the more people you recruit, then the percentage of how much you would get if they were to book somebody else's travel gets increased. So really, it's how many people you have working under you. You're going to start making more money that way.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that sounds like a network marketing plan.
Yeah, so, I mean, how familiar are you with these network marketing companies? Is this your first time really assessing this, Tyler?
Right, and I've never looked into it before. And as soon as I saw this, I tried to warn my friend about it, and he was just like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a great way to make money.
Have him scan a check. I'd like to have him take a picture of his check and send that over to you. I don't believe it that he's making a bunch of money at it unless he is actually like a diamond distributor or whatever level. It's incredibly difficult to make money at just network marketing in general, but I can't even imagine trying to network market travel agencies. I mean, this is one of the things we pointed out at the very beginning of this show is that no one needs travel agents anymore. This is a dying industry that anyone thinks that they could get in and, like, you know, become the new best travel agent in the area by doing this is ridiculous.
The first thing I said to him was, you know, this isn't the 90s anymore. We don't need travel agents. He explained to me how they have access to their own special website and it's very exclusive. And
exclusive.
I didn't buy into. But my question to you guys was... Yeah. I consider myself a libertarian, but when I listen to your guys' show, which I love, you guys kind of push my boundaries, and I kind of feel like...
That's what we like to do. Hang on, Tyler. We'll bring you back here in a moment. And I want to talk about this particular agency, because I've been doing a little digging on it. Paycation is what they call themselves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to call and bring up anything you want to discuss. Maybe you've been involved in network marketing, or and maybe it worked out for you. Maybe you're a diamond distributor. Or probably not, because, you know, usually it doesn't work out for most of the people that get involved in network marketing. So if you want to tell your story, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And don't forget, we've got a website, and you can get interactive there for free at freetalklive.com. Of course, we'd also like you to get behind the show financially with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. $5 a month. That's what it costs to get into the AMP program, and then you get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, which is where the James Whittakind drinking game is going to be developed. Johnson, I saw you did already post in there, so we're still waiting to see what rules our amplifiers come up with. So the AMP group's really cool, and there's some other perks as well. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, but that $5 a month is actually invested into the show. It doesn't go to pay Mark or myself. It's used to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expand our satellite footprint, and it's essentially expand the message of freedom out there as far and as wide as possible. So if that's valuable to you, it's worth $5 a month, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more and get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Tyler.
I was going to say, and the AMP group is actually on the internet, so I fully expect that because it's on the internet, someone's going to post, Johnson, James is right, you aren't funny, and this is stupid. So
well, whatever. Everybody's got their opinion. So Tyler is back. back with us here in Washington. It was actually Tyler's mail or a Facebook message, Mark, that you read at the very beginning of the show that sparked the conversation about network marketing in the first place, and Tyler was not tuned in at the time, so he just happened to call in about the same thing, which is good because I don't really feel like we finished that discussion. You know, as happens on Free Talk Live, we'll get sidetracked by calls about various things. So I'm glad we've come back to it here. And Tyler, your question was about this travel agency company that your friend is pitching to you, claiming he's making all kinds of money on this. And maybe that claim is true. How well do you know this guy?
Actually, we were really just work acquaintances.
That's usually not someone you'd want to call a friend, right? Like, the work friends aren't real friends, in my experience.
Do you have real friends, Benny?
I think I do. Right. Well, yeah. But most of the people you work with, that's all you have in common with them, right? And so once the work relationship ends, the relationship ends, typically. How many work friends do you still keep regular contact with on a friendly basis, you know, 10 years later?
Yeah, to clarify that is we were in the military together, and he got out recently.
Uh-huh.
But when he did, I mean, and I think that's where I get the idea of being a friend, is that we shared a bond when we deployed together. We knew each other a lot better than we do now.
Yep.
You know, so, and I do still keep in touch with a lot of the guys who were prior Navy, because for reasons like this is, you know, networking, they'll contact me with stuff like this, but his just seemed kind of out of the park. So, you know, and I didn't look too far into this on my own after doing research because, one, when I looked up this, it was called Extreme Travel. Once I Googled that, two things happened. One is I noticed that the majority of it was the company itself advertising itself through Google, and then, you know, or not through Google, but the Google searches were just to the direct website. And then there was not, and the other thing was there was not a lot that said anything against it, but what the sites that did, who did review it, blatantly called it a pyramid scheme. Once I started to read into those, it made it sound like the whole thing didn't make a lot of sense, in which case I just, you know, shut my mind off to it.
No, it doesn't make sense. And what we had earlier was a guy called in, actually it was an Amway distributor, who called in to kind of give some warning signs about network marketing companies that you should beware of. And one of those is the monthly fee, where they require that you buy a certain amount of product. If it's a company that sells product, this isn't one of those companies. This sells, you know, travel in theory, or the business opportunity of selling travel.
I think they sell travel agency licenses.
Well, they'll certify you, Mark, I guess.
For how much?
That's a good question. But anyway, so if they require you pay a monthly fee to be a part of this scheme, then that's usually a red flag. And this company has that. They have a monthly fee that you have to pay to them just so you have the privilege of being one of their certified travel independent associate agents or whatever the heck they call. They all have some sort of similar name, like an independent this and that. And so you have to pay that fee. So I've actually pulled up, this is a great website, by the way, for those that want to research MLM, multi-level marketing companies, behindmlm.com. Whoever it is that's writing this website, maybe it's more than one person, but the stuff I've seen on it is very well researched. This person knows MLM. This is obviously somebody who's been involved in multi-level marketing, and they are really good at assessing the, you know, sort of the pitch for the business opportunity and, you know, who's behind the company and what other companies have they also been behind in the past that have failed and now they've started another one, because there's a lot of these companies that just sort of come and go after they, you know, bring some people in, take their money, and then fold the operation. So here's the conclusion. After he kind of goes through this, and by the way, you asked Mark about what this costs, the affiliate membership in Paycation. Now, Tyler, Paycation's related to this Extreme Travel, from what I understand, right?
Okay, right. I saw that as well. And that was one thing I noticed when researching it is it described that the CEO or the owner of this company, what he'll do is he will open up multiple companies that will work with in conjunction of each other and then close them down every 3 to 4 years and then open up new companies. So that way.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Right.
Yeah, that's bad news. Right. Membership.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about this company. Most of what we talked about had little to do specifically with these companies.
basic membership in this group is...
Actually, I was just saying, it sounds kind of great. If you know he's on that kind of schedule, figure out when he closes the one and just make sure you're on the ground floor when he opens up the next one.
No, you don't want to get involved in a scam.
And then get out early.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. Basic affiliate membership, $29.95 a month. Referral travel consultant affiliate membership is $99.95 to start and then $59.95 a month after that. And a certified travel consultant affiliate membership is $199.95 and then $59.95 a month after that. How much an affiliate pays and affiliate membership fees has a direct impact on commission eligibility and payouts, meaning that if you give them more money per month, then in theory you would get a larger percentage if you actually sold some travel, which how likely are you going to be to sell travel packages in a day and age when everyone can book their own travel online, which, of course, Tyler, was your first objection when this, you know, former military guy that you knew started pitching this to you, was, well, why the hell would anyone want to be a travel agent these days? Because who the hell uses travel agents? So I'm just going to jump into his conclusion, because he sort of analyzes the numbers of the business earlier and how the payout compensation plan works. He really gets into some detail on that. But the conclusion, I think, wraps it up nicely. He says, whereas it's nice to see travel commissions paycation make through their affiliate agreements shared with their affiliates, unfortunately, it's quite obvious that most, if not all, of the revenue generated by the company is going to be sourced from their affiliates. At $39.95 a month, or $39.95 to start, and then $30 a month, I think it's safe to assume that retail activity will be minimal to non-existent within the company, meaning that they're selling the opportunity. They don't really have a product. They're just trying to sell this opportunity to people. Further supporting this is the fact that nearly all of the commissions and bonuses in their compensation plan revolve around affiliate recruitment and the payment of the monthly affiliate fees, meaning that you as a distributor get paid every time your sign-ups, your downline, if you will, pay their monthly fee. So if everyone's paying their monthly fee on down the line, then you'll do all right, but there's a reason why that doesn't work, and I'll explain that in a moment. How much an affiliate pays in fees does affect many of their commission payouts, and where they don't, affiliate recruitment quotas apply. In this sense, Paycation is no different to the scores of collapsed multi-level marketing travel niche pyramid schemes that have come before it. The 10 to $25 commissions on recruitment of new affiliates alone drag Paycation squarely into pyramid scheme territory. With Traveris Services, many of these opportunities over the years, I suppose it should come as no surprise that CEO David Manning himself is now launching his own travel niche opportunity. So this guy's been around for a while doing this stuff. There's clearly an emphasis on signing up as a referral or certified travel consultant and then therefore paying more in affiliate fees per month and then recruiting others to do the same. As with all recruitment-driven schemes, once those at the bottom cannot find anyone to recruit, they will stop paying their monthly membership fees. This means that those above them stop getting paid, and then they, too, will stop paying their membership fees. This effect trickles up the company over time until it triggers an irreversible company-wide collapse, because at some point, you're going to run out of a marketplace. At some point, the market will be saturated with these Paycation travel consultants, and no one's going to want to sign up. And I would imagine that point of saturation is relatively soon, because who the hell needs a travel consultant anymore? Anyway, go ahead, Tyler.
Well, eventually, What you're saying is eventually you're going to run out of saps. And the way I saw it when I was reading it was that essentially this company is profiting off of the ignorance of the masses. And so,
that's correct. But buyer beware. I mean, whether, you know, there's all kinds of ignorant people out there, and the government can't protect them by, you know, prosecuting
all kinds of scams that are legal.
And the government itself, it profits off of people's ignorance as well. Tyler, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in a moment. So buyer beware and do your research, and you will be all right.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them?
A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you can save.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.